Welcome to the Dating After Divorce podcast. I'm your host, Shade Curry, and I believe every divorced woman deserves a romantic relationship where she feels safe, loved, and cherished. You can create the most amazing life after divorce, and I will teach you how. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Dating After Divorce podcast. It has been a minute since I did a solo episode. I will be doing several of them between now and the end of the year. Can you believe it is already Thanksgiving here in the United States of 2022? So we really just have about 5 or 6 weeks left in the year, which is amazing and also kind of like concerning, like, oh my God, where did the year go? But I am so excited to be back doing solo episodes with you. I might still have a couple of interviews mixed in there, but you will have a few teaching episodes between now and the end of the year. I'm really excited to bring a lot of thoughts and learnings that I've had really getting my clients over the hump with their dating journeys and into relationships where they feel safe, loved, nurtured, getting them all the way to commitment. I have learned so much this year. I have really dialed in my process. I have so many little thoughts here and there about things that women face when they are in this dating journey after divorce. I've had so many conversations this year. I'm just really, really excited to bring you my thoughts on a lot of things. So stay tuned between now and December 31st for probably a couple of episodes, maybe more, every week, sharing with you lots of what I have learned and ideas that I have developed for the dating process that I have been working with on my clients throughout the year. Before I dive into today's topic, whether you're too picky or not picky enough, like that's almost the age-old question. It's every lady who is out there and hasn't met her person tends to get told she's too picky, and that's why. And then when a lady is settling or she's in a relationship and her friends or the people around her don't approve of it, then she's told she's not picky enough. And there just always seems to be this dynamic where you're wrong either way. You're wrong always. And so I want to dive into that and share what it means to be too picky and not picky enough, how I use a funnel metaphor or analogy to help my clients think through how they are dating and what to do and how to know when they're being too picky and not picky enough. Before that, I do want to extend to you a very special invitation to a workshop that I am hosting on December 2nd. So this is a virtual workshop. It will be on Zoom, and it is all about how to heal your old relationship patterns so you can fall in love again. For some women, what is holding you back is that you still have old relationship patterns going, and those old relationship patterns keep playing out when you are dating. And if you have not done that work, you might not recognize that the old relationship patterns are playing out. Often my clients will come to me and say, I've done this work, I've done that work, I have been dating, I have this and that. And as we walk through their journey, I start to see where, even though they've done a lot of work in therapy and coaching and reading, there are still ways that their old relationship patterns are showing up in subtle ways when they're dating. Things that they didn't expect were still an issue come up triggered by dating, because most women will take time to heal and then go date. And if you think that you're completely healed, you won't realize that dating is a place where some stuff can get triggered again. So we'll be talking about what might happen along that journey, how old relationship patterns could be showing up when you were dating and maybe sabotaging your ability to meet your new partner. It's December 2nd. The workshop will hold online via Zoom at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Time. If you go to the show notes on this podcast episode, there is a link where you can register for the webinar, and then you'll get an email with the Zoom link. Put that on your calendar and join me for this event. I would love to have you there. I love meeting my podcast listeners. I love interacting with you. So please join. Again, the information for that will be in the show notes. If you're already on my email list, you will get the information via email just because you're on there. All right. So let's dive in. Are you too picky or are you not picky enough? Now, what I have discovered with working with women is that most women who are having trouble, especially with online dating, tend to be a little bit of both, but not in the sense that they're too picky and then they're not picky enough. The problem is that your brain, again, just going back to how our brains work, your brain is always trying to keep you safe. So you, as a higher being, highly intelligent, smart, with a growth mindset, you have goals, you have intentions. You want to go out into the world and expand your life. You want to meet people. You want to meet new potential partners. And then you want to meet the love of your life. You want to meet your soulmate. You want to meet that man who is on your wavelength, who gets you, you get him. Your lifestyles are compatible. You have the same sense of adventure. Like, everyone shows up to life the same way. You have that intention. What many don't realize is that the way our brains are designed for a completely different purpose. Your brain is not designed to help you find love. Your brain is not designed to help you find that higher level partner. Your brain is designed to keep you safe and to help you reproduce so you can pass your genes on. Right? Now, for many of us, 40 plus, passing our genes on is, for the most part, no longer a thing. But guess what? You still have the same brain. So for those who are still planning on passing your genes on, for those of us who are like, okay, we're done, we have the same brain. Our brains were designed to like find food, eat food, stay warm and safe in the cave, mate, reproduce, and, you know, further the species. Like, some really very basic things. Now, of course, over time, we've adapted, we've evolved. We have the prefrontal cortex that is able to look at our long-term goals and go for things that we really want, to go for that life that truly makes us happy. However, we also still have other parts of our brain that are intent on keeping us safe, keeping us warm, keeping us fed, and keeping us reproducing. And this is the part that tends to come up if you are not aware of it, if you are not actively self-coaching or being coached or learning and growing and understanding why things aren't working out the way you want. If you don't have that understanding, you won't see how your brain is tripping you up in this question of being too picky and not picky enough. So what I have observed with my clients and women that I have talked to, women that I have worked with, is that very early in the dating process, and I'm going to talk about online dating specifically, because it's slightly different from when you meet a person in the real world or when you meet them through an introduction through a friend. That's completely different. This in context, I want to keep this in context. This is in the context of online dating only. What happens in that situation is your brain is looking at an online profile and it tends to be too picky with information that it does not have. At the very beginning of what I call the funnel, so in my coaching program, when I work with my clients, we actually have a diagram that I use to walk them through the different stages of dating. At the very, we have like several stages, initial contact, casual dating, and we kind of go on. And at each stage, initial contact, which is when you're looking at the profile, there are guidelines that I give my clients for working at this stage. So at this very early stage, what is happening is that your brain is just going to be afraid. And what your brain is doing at this point is like, well, we need to be afraid of something because we need to be safe. This is unsafe. Whatever we're doing right here is unsafe. It's just unsafe because we haven't done it before and we didn't use a dating app when we got married the first time. And like, we're not sure we know what we're doing, so we're unsafe. It just feels unsafe in general. And what it does then is that it creates a mechanism for dealing with that fear that you have at the point where you are looking at the profile. And typically what it does at that point is to be too picky, right? And it will tell you, well, you don't want to end up with the wrong man, that profile, you're not attracted to that guy, and he's not perfect, and he doesn't have all the exact things that you want, and things like that. Unfortunately for your lower brain, when you are looking at a profile, you are looking at a one-dimensional view of what a person is. And so you don't actually have enough information from a profile to decide a lot of the things that you are deciding at that point. Like, I have talked to women who will say, oh, that's his profession. Like, the guy puts in sales and maybe they have a thing. They knew a guy with sales. And so they take what they know and they're like, oh, he's in sales. That must mean, like, if you find yourself saying things like that must mean, or this means, or that is probably the whatever the thing is that you don't want. When you are looking at a profile, you are being too picky for that stage. And it's not that overall, most women are not picky enough. That's my general philosophy of dating, is that most women are not picky enough. Like, we all need to be more picky. However, there are moments when your brain uses being more picky to trip you up because it's trying to keep you safe. So when you are looking at a profile on your 3-inch by 5-inch phone and you don't feel any attraction, your brain is telling you that you should be feeling attraction, but that's not how attraction works. There are like so many components to attraction, including physical attractiveness, similar values, likability, your emotional state. In that, like, there's like 5 components of attraction, most of which are not available to you when you are looking at a profile on your phone. It's just not there. So when you make a decision based on not feeling attraction on the phone, you are actually making a decision that you have no information for. And so that would fall under the bucket of, quote unquote, being too picky. You're being too picky at that stage because you actually don't have the information you need to make the decisions that you're making. Now, of course, there is a lot of nuance and a lot of context to this. I know people love to have formulas when we're dating. There are no formulas. You do not use what I'm saying here as a formula that you use in every single situation. What I do when I'm working with my clients one-on-one is that I sit with them and literally we are on a Zoom call and I'm looking at the way they're making their decisions and I can assist in pointing out where their brains are using confirmation bias, where it's falling into a fallacy, where it is making decisions or assumptions out of fear in that moment. And so this is something that I can't give you a general guideline for, but this, I've noticed that this happens. I would say probably 70% of the women I have worked with have this issue very early when they're looking at a dating profile, where the brain fills in a lot of stories. Like, our brains love stories, right? And so when we're looking at a person, we're telling ourselves a story. And when we don't have information, your brain automatically fills in what it thinks is happening on that person's profile. But it doesn't, it's just making it up. It's just making so many things up based on, I remember one client, I was teaching her the process of swiping and giving her guidelines based on her situation. And we got to one guy's profile and she was like, oh, he looks like a dentist. I was like, what does a dentist look like? How did you even get there? But that was her brain's automatic response. And it was because I don't know, she didn't really like what she was seeing in terms of his physical features. And she was like, he looks like a dentist and I don't like this. And I said, listen, you just notice that your brain is filling in the gaps here, and this will sabotage your journey because you're not noticing that your brain is telling a story. And I said, let's look up his profession. Your brain is so certain he's a dentist, and he was in sales. And I was like, listen, your brain is doing this here. When you slow down and work through this process, you'll realize just how frequently your brain tells you a story about what you were looking at. And it tells you, and you make decisions based on what you think is true, but literally your brain just made it up. It literally just made it up. Okay, so very early in the funnel, I think we tend to be too picky because the brain wants to keep you safe and it wants you to only pick the very, very, very perfect people. It's something that is a protective mechanism at that stage. If you have been very tentative and maybe somewhat anxious about your dating journey, you might find yourself doing this because your brain is being super nervous. Now, the other thing the brain does is once you have gone on a first date with someone, your brain will not be picky enough. And literally, I watch women go from being extremely picky on the profile, and then at the time that they are now in physical contact with the person, they've sat across the coffee table and had coffee or gone to a couple of dinners, the brain at that point loosens up and then completely lowers the standard. And it's doing it for the same reasons as it did the first one, out of fear, right? And at this stage, because you are now in physical proximity of the person, your brain switches to, listen, he's a guy, he's got all the requisite parts, we just need to pass on our genes, he's good enough, this is okay. Or he starts to feel afraid of not finding someone better. So maybe you meet someone, he's perfectly nice, he's good, but he doesn't really show up to life the way you want to. Maybe you love to travel and you love having adventures and he's more of a homebody who just really doesn't like to do a lot of energetic things. So there's a mismatch in the lifestyle that you want and the lifestyle that this person wants, even though they're decent and, you know, nice. But your brain doesn't care about that. You care about that. Your higher self cares about that. But your lower brain doesn't care about your future happiness. Your lower brain cares about making a match. This is what got most of us into our first marriages where things went sour. We were young and naive and our brains just took over and said, listen, let's just pick someone who who seems to have all the right body parts and let's go and propagate the species. So at this stage, your brain is switching into, okay, we now have a human within our reach. Let's not let him go. It starts to slip into the fear of missing out. It starts to slip into scarcity. It starts to slip into inadequacy, and inadequacy in the sense that it starts to become afraid of disappointing that person by saying no. You start to feel afraid of rejecting that person because now you have to tell them that you don't want to see them anymore. All of that anxiety comes up and causes you to not be picky enough at that stage. So you can go from being too picky at the beginning, going through the funnel, and I have several stages in the funnel that I teach my client, and then you get to this stage and you are not picky enough. So the dating journey, the ability to meet your partner, really requires doing the most effective things at the right time. And you need to know what those are. When you are now in proximity with someone, you need to realize that your brain is in a different mode than you were at the beginning, and you need to watch out for when it's trying to have you settle. And or it starts to tell you, well, let's just go on one more date and see if he's different. Let's just go on another date and see if he's different. Now, isn't it interesting that when you are looking at basically what is the equivalent of a piece of paper, your brain will be like, oh, we know for sure what this guy is like, right? And it tells you to swipe left. And then when you're actually you're interacting with the person and now you have concrete information that tells you he's probably a no, your brain starts to tell you, well, let's just see. And maybe I'm being too judgy and maybe I'm being too picky and maybe I should give him a chance on all of that. And when you look at that higher, that wider perspective of the dating journey, you realize that this is something that has probably happened to you many, many, many times. And this lets you know why coaching is so important for dating. This is why understanding your brain, understanding how it works, not just the brain, like everyone's brain, like we all have commonalities and similarities in the way our brains are designed, but then you have your own specific way that your brain shows up. You have specific stories that your brain tells. You have specific concerns that you have. You have your own specific way of seeing the world. You have your own personality. And all of these factors, when they're not examined in the context of the dating journey, can show up to trip you up. You could have certain requirements or certain external attributes that your brain is using as an assumption that if a person is this, then they are that. And those fallacies could lead you into a relationship that's not right for you or keep you out of a relationship that could be amazing for you. And so my mission really is to help women learn all of this, like learn all of these concepts, which it's so sad that, I mean, I'm in my 40s and I learned this after I turned 30. These are all things that I learned after age 40, and I continue to learn and grow even within my very happy second marriage. I continue to learn things. I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea that this was a thing. I had no idea that that was a thing. And I really am on a mission to make sure that these concepts are spread far and wide and that women know that these are missing pieces in our dating journey, and also to work with and support women who are dating after a divorce in applying these concepts to their lives. So I do talk about them on the podcast, but it is within my coaching programs that I help women apply them line by line, every detail, every step of the way to their dating journey. So what happens when you have this is you develop, what you really need to do here, I guess let me phrase it differently, is to develop the confidence that helps you sort of hold the tension of do you wonder exactly how divorced women just like you are meeting eligible men who want a real relationship and a commitment? They're doing it by dating with their core values. Your core values are the GPS that lead you to the partner you've been looking for. When you use your core values on dating apps, text messages, and at social events, you will easily connect with your true match partner without chasing, settling, or wasting time with non-committal men. I have taught exactly how to do this in the 2-hour Core Values Dating Blueprint course available on my website, shadecurry.com/dating. That's shadecurry.com/dating. You will learn exactly how to identify your core values and use them on your dating profile, how to ask the right questions via text, and how to tell the right stories on dates so that you attract the right people and repel those who aren't right for you. If you're ready to meet your true match, hop over to shadecurry.com/dating or click the link in the show notes. Now back to the episode.
Being picky at the right time and not being picky at the right time. It requires a really strong sense of self. It requires a really strong sense of self-confidence and capability and ability to navigate this journey and a sense that you will be successful no matter what. Like that is one of the things that when I work in my coaching program with women, I'm like, we've got to get to this point. We've got to get this point where you feel completely capable of doing this while you are on the journey. Because if you feel like, oh, this is bigger than me, this is hard, I can't do this, all of those things, you won't be able to hold the tension. You won't have the emotional resilience to hold that tension, to sort of see how things go while looking out for your own best interests along the journey. So I just want to give a shameless plug to my coaching program here that if any of this resonates with you, listen, book a consultation call with me. The link for that is also in the show notes. You can book a consultation call with me and we talk about where you might be needing some education shored up in your dating journey, in your relationship journey, or in your confidence journey. All right. So when you have that confidence, right, you will be willing to go through that dating process of like that funnel without the whole thing being emotionally charged. You won't feel the need to like, oh my God, I got to get it right. I got to get it right. I got to only swipe right on the most right profiles, right? You will have the confidence that like, okay, well, if I do swipe right on someone who isn't suitable, I feel super confident and super at ease that I would be able to say no. That if I get into the text conversation and he turns out to be looking for something that isn't right for me, that I would be more than happy to be like, hey, thanks for your time and attention. This is not a match. And I wouldn't feel bad. But a lot of women tend to feel bad, tend to feel like they're being judgy or they're being mean. They shy away from that moment where they have to tell someone no. And that's a whole podcast episode on its own. But true confidence knows that you have your own back and you will confidently say no if a person shows signs of not being right for you. You'll have that assertiveness muscle. You'll have that discernment. And that discernment of being able to tell when a person is right for you or not at the right time comes from confidently interacting with lots and lots of people and figuring out what real people are like. If you were married for a long time, you were probably in a bubble of sorts, like in a bubble with raising your kids, in a bubble with your husband and not really interacting with a whole lot of guys out there, in a bubble with your friends, in a bubble with your girlfriends. After divorce, many of you are in a bubble with your girlfriends, which is amazing. Listen, I am a fan of the girls' trip, of the girls' night out, of Galentine's Day, which I hope to host one next year. I haven't done one for a couple of years, but 2023... I have an intention to host a Galentine's Day thing. So I love those. I am a fan of all of those. However, if you are not interacting with men in general, just as humans, it's going to be really hard for you to discern what a good man looks like. You're just not going to know. And so part of what is helpful in your dating journey is to be willing to interact with lots of men. But if you're not confident that you can say no at the right time, you won't want to. Again, these are all things that I teach my clients how to do, and I give them the support that they need to be successful on that journey. The other thing that happens when you learn how to be picky or how to be picky enough and in a way that's just right on this journey is that you learn the skill of using the apps. Too many of you are going on the apps thinking like the app is just going to serve up a great guy to you. The app is a tool. The app is a tool. You have to know how to use the app. And they all have different quirks, but a lot of it is understanding what parts of the apps to pay attention to, how to use them. The Discover page is one of the worst places to be on the app. I'm talking about Match specifically now, but every app has its own version. The recommended guys, and I believe I talked about this on a previous episode, about how they serve up the classic good-looking people. And so those people who are a very small number have a rush of people on them. So they never get back to most people. But your regular human, like yourself and myself, rarely get served up on those pages. And so they have a harder time. We have a harder time finding each other. And because of that, the apps are sort of like the algorithm can work against you if you don't have an understanding of how the algorithm works and how you may be playing into the algorithm itself because of this thing of being too picky right at the beginning. And many people also go on the apps thinking like, it's going to be easy. It's going to be simple. Like I just go on there and then there's going to be a nice guy. And then if you go on there with that kind of naive thinking, you fall into the hands of the people who are just waiting there for like people to come on. You really need to be savvy. You need to have like an understanding of human nature. Another thing that I talk a lot about in my programs, and you need to sort of have your own emotional boundaries raised. You have to have your emotional resilience strengthened so that when you are on there and things happen that you don't like, you don't fall apart. You don't take everything personally. You don't think the app is like against you or you're doing something wrong. Like all of those thoughts that start to come up, or the sense of entitlement that like, well, this should be easy. And if I went on and it didn't work the first time, like I should definitely give up because it should be easy. Well, you know, choosing a life partner is a very serious, item. We don't get enough of an education on it. I don't even think, culturally, most cultures don't take it as seriously as they should. Most cultures are like, yeah, you definitely need to be paired up, which is problematic in itself, but don't educate young people on like what that process should look like. There's a lot more emphasis on, okay, 6 years of grade school, 6 years or 8 years of high school, and then 4 years of college, and then you get a job. And look at all of that investment in that kind of education required to find work, and then compare that to the level of education that is given for choosing a life partner, for choosing the father of your children, for choosing the grandfather to your grandchildren. And then you'll realize, oh, wait a second, I'm rushing a little bit here. And it should be easy in the sense that you shouldn't be like suffering in the process, but there is definitely some effort that needs to go into it. And learning and growing and understanding how to use the tools of dating is part of that, is part of that effort. And all of this comes from when you learn how to approach dating from just a little bit more of a neutral standpoint, a little less of a fantastical, romantic, the word I'm looking for is fairy tale, a little less of a fairy tale thinking. A little less of looking for Prince Charming, what we see on the movies and what the cultural narrative is, and more of a mature life choice. Like, this is what I want to do with my life. I want to be with someone for the rest of my life, and I want to do it well, and I want to do it right. And that's going to require some investment, and that's going to require some effort, both mental, and it's going to require some physical energy, which is getting up and going out and interacting with people and maybe learning some new social skills that I don't have now. Maybe you haven't interacted with a whole lot of men. Okay, that's going to be new, and I'm willing to step up to do that. And that is the approach that I take in my dating program. For sure, it's not for everyone. I think some people might prefer something a little more like, I don't know, like a fairy tale kind of thing. But I definitely take a very human, practical approach, because I think marriage in the end is about finding that person who you feel passionate about, you feel like you're in love with, you resonate with that person, but also that person who is a teammate, who's a partner, who's going to roll up their sleeves and do the work of life with you. And if that's what you're looking for, then my program would definitely be the right program for you. If you're looking for something a little more like movie-like, then my program would not be the right one, because I tend to take like a neutral approach to it, because I feel like it's a very practical thing when we know what we're looking for. All right. Those are my thoughts on being picky or not too picky. I think there is a right time to be a certain kind of picky, and there's a right time to be a certain kind of not too picky. You just have to apply them at the right stages. But overall, I am a fan of being picky, because you're awesome. You're amazing, and you bring so much to the table. You deserve to have someone who does the same too. So if you're going to err on the side of everything, for sure be too picky. But I hope this episode has given you kind of an understanding of where, if you do that too early and on the wrong items, it might keep you from meeting some truly wonderful people. All right, everyone. I want to just remind you to sign up for the webinar in the show notes. Book your consultation call. Thank you for your time and attention, and I will see you next time. Thanks for listening today. If you are ready to get married after divorce, I want to invite you to download my free 8-video training specifically designed to help divorced women date with ease and get married again. Head over to shadecurry.com to get started. That's SadeCurry.com. I'll see you inside.